epic way. Dan, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, gentlemen, once again, thank you.
Thank you for having us. And, you know, perhaps after Care 8 is out, and we can come back.
Yes, absolutely, sir. You're on my list.
That's great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both so much for talking with us tonight.
You're very welcome. Sure. Thank you for inviting us.
This has been Transpositive PDX here on KBOO. We've been speaking with Drs. Dan Karasik and Jameson Green of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health.
You're listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 2019 Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Clark College Hanna Hall in Vancouver, Washington. The theme of the 7th annual Juneteenth celebration is Together We Rise. This theme addresses the idea that together we rise above the fray of hatred, despair, and discord. The celebration features a job fair, panels, awards, contests, an art gallery, live entertainment, and more. Again, that's the 2019 Juneteenth celebration on Saturday, June 22nd at the Clark College Hanna Hall, 1933 Fort Vancouver Way in Vancouver, Washington. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of I'm Afraid of Americans, a book release party on Saturday, June 8th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Books Around the Corner in Gresham. The stories of I'm Afraid of Americans are set in a high school in Los Angeles County in the 1980s. They show students, teachers, and support staff busy with daily details, but also living in the history, geography, and dislocations of their time. Author M.F. McAuliffe will read from the collection of stories and sign books. Again, that's I'm Afraid of Americans, a book release party on Saturday, June 8th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Books Around the Corner, 40 Northwest 2nd Street in Gresham. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Make them clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make them clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make him clap, make him clap to this. I don't bug out or chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I'll proceed, cause my man made a mix. Every bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Fingertips, so I'm vomit too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make a bleed to death.
guess it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. It's erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. To a quiet storm, but now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me, and then you asked what have I done lately. First you said all you want is love and affection, let me be your angel and I'll be your protection, take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream I'm lazy, you must be crazy, thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
Makes it a cappella. I still express you, I don't smoke weed or sass. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the wonderful Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Another Tuesday, man, for us and tacos. You feel me? I'm your host, DJ.
I'm Ken Jones.
Ken Jones, yeah, DJ short for David Jefferson, in case you don't know. We definitely happy to be in the building. Happy to share these airwaves with you. Happy to be alive. It's summertime. It's staying hot consistently now.
That's over.
You know, what?
Karma broke my heart with the news of what the forecast is.
Oh, I heard. And somebody broke my heart today. I ignored him. I'm like, I'm not trying to hear that negativity. My energy is screaming with sunshine, brother.
Righteous.
But yeah, we back, you know. We feel this is one of the most important shows on radio. Calculated Conversation, again, I think it's just about us coming together and, you know, really just talking about society, communication, relations, energy, you know, vibes, love, patterns, yeah, you know, just formulas, things that, you know, that create us as people, you know, and some of the things we have to talk about, we have to put them to the test and, you know, make sure they're still consistent with where we want to go. And who we want to be. And so we're not here to ruffle no feathers. Mm-hmm. You know, we just here to, you know, talk about making sure the feathers are clear.
Right.
You know,
right.
you know, we open-minded, you know, realistically the show's just about love and figuring out different ways to build it, you know, through conversations that haven't taken place as much as they probably should have, right. I'm guessing, you know. Right. And, you know, just as people, I just feel like, you know, we feel like that we just don't talk enough. You know, so many assumptions, so many biases, so much aggression, so many disparities and separations, and a lot of those things happen without a conversation, you know. Mm-hmm. And at some time, we got to really sit down and break things down and figure out, why are we doing this? Why are we treating each other like this? Why are we having, you know, why are we at odds, you know, in this way? You know, like, how can we be so toxic toward each other, mm-hmm. without actually talking about why we toxic towards each other, right, you know? Right. And so it's just information. We encourage people to call in, check in, you know, give us an opinion. Hey, give us a scenario. If you're going through something, you want to talk about it, you want to hear what we think, we more than open to that. We actually love that. Right. So that's what we're here for. We're here to share energy with you, in effort to move us all forward as a people.
Yes. I think, too, an important piece to throw in there, you know, with the way in which some people are just brought up to think about other people.
Right.
And they're able to form that thought without ever meeting, mm-hmm. that other people.
Right. Ain't that crazy? I
mean? And it's understandable. I'll say that. It's understandable, well, right? But we also live in an information age, right. where when the other people are sharing their story, are giving, you know, a testament to their life's path, you can't write that off against somebody, not other, right. telling you that that's not how it goes.
Right.
Really taking the time to open up and listen. In the information age, you can go and, you know, type in almost anything,
right.
and be if that's something you actually want to do, right?
Right,
taking those couple extra steps, because there's people you may not come across, right, mm-hmm. there's some things you may not understand, and you may have gotten some misinformation, or you may have gotten some information that clashes with what you thought, and taking a second to go follow up on that and looking into it to see, right. like, you know, what exactly is this. Of course, there's no way we can understand another person's experience 100%, but that's where that empathy kicks in,
right.
and you try to relate it to yourself in a way that I guess can make you feel the best, the closest to that emotion that right. you can possibly come, and what that will do. And there's almost no excuse, you know, at the point of being made aware, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the things that you have to take into account. Some things we do, we say, may come out and you didn't even necessarily know.
Right.
That was, you know, offensive to somebody, or
right,
made
right.
somebody feel any kind of way. But once it's highlighted,
right, exactly.
At that point,
exactly.
Now it's on you to either take that as, okay, this is some new information.
Right.
Now I know this. I'm going to move forward and either, you know, use that, or that's going to pop in my head when I'm about to make, you know, do that action, say that phrase, that word, whatever it may be.
Right.
And understand, you right. know, and of course it, you know, it's funny when people's argument for certain things pop up, and I feel like I hear that a lot now with anything you say is, and it's like, I mean, there's a lot of words, and there's a lot of words that don't offend most
right.
people,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right,
like
right,
some things
right.
we know, and you know, and there's a lot of phrases. There are a lot of phrases that just pop culture and mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. these things that we don't think too much of because we're around our people and, you know, our
right.
group, like-minded most likely, right. and these terms and so on get thrown out and it's not really a big deal,
right.
but then that may really crush somebody
yeah.
outside
yeah.
of that area. Yeah. So again, it's just it's on you. It's so many things I think about that I've, you know, have pointed out to me over the years, and it is something that bounces through because you know, it pops in my head next time I'm in a scenario where right. you know, this might come up and be like, let me try to reword this. How can I do
right.
this the right way, you know? So
I think that's good, man. I mean, I like when people stop themselves and think to try to reword it because
right.
they're conscious of their natural, you know, biases or ideals,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even if they don't get it right, you are acknowledging the
right.
fact that you need to stop and think, and
right.
and even that's, you know, an advancement, I think,
yeah.
for society. You know, because we rarely do realize that. I mean, the thing is, people just really don't realize how much information is missing from literally everything.
Yeah.
You know, and we act, we react, we talk, and, you know, we claim these positions and point of views and opinions, and in doing so, we don't have all the information. Mm-hmm. And we're not taught to really think that we're missing any information, because we're taught to only acknowledge what we know.
Right.
You know, and when you do that, you separate yourself from people with different experiences. And this is why society starts to, you know, divide. Hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why we have to try to figure out what conversations are missing, what information is not being disclosed, and we have to calculate it properly so that we get it right. And are able to have the conversation equal out to the desired result. I mean, again, it's a formula. You know, it's mathematics.
You know, I remember on one of our early shows, I remember saying something to the effect of, you know, the eyes are only the eye only sees what the mind is prepared to comprehend.
Right. And, right. That's right.
You know, it's that idea of the things that for instance, there are certain people that I'm like, you're not picking up the social cues like around you, that nobody's right. Feeling what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. Some people I do think just don't, you know, that cue, like you're ready to go, you're ready to leave, and that person's just going and mm-hmm. just talking, and it's like that, like my whole body is turned that way,
right?
And right. still kind of going, and understanding that might not even be an idea. I mean, maybe they don't care, but
right.
other people, it's not even running through their head that what's going on. They're not understanding that the silence is because people just want you to stop,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not intently listening to whatever you're spewing out,
right?
And some people are not able to pick up on that. And again, it goes, I think that's mm-hmm. a small corner of the idea of they're not comprehending.
Right.
They're not able to kind of look around and be able to pick up on what's being fed out by the people around them.
Right.
And again, once you're made aware of things, that's where, you know, the information is given. You're choosing. At that point, it's the choice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it's the choice. Now, not saying that somebody enlightens you to an idea, concept, all of a sudden, oh, life changed. It's
right
here. We got it. We're running with it. No. But as I said, something that at least pops through.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's of any kind of importance or significance, if this is actually what you're trying to do is know some more, then why not take that time to investigate that some more?
Right.
Or ask a follow-up question.
Right.
And not ask a follow-up question in a smart manner, like you're trying to belittle, but actual curiosity. You know what I mean? Like, that's a part that gets left out, where it's like, oh, what am I supposed to say? As opposed to, well, what would be a better way to say that?
Mm-hmm.
What would be a better phrase?
Right.
With the actual intent of taking that information and trying to use it, again, not to harm,
mm-hmm.
but to try to comfort the situation.
Right.
But people.
Remember, our friends out there, feel free to call in. The number is 503-231-8187. We want to chat, you know. Call in. Let us know where you're coming from. We all got experiences, and the idea of the show is to share them to see, you know, how we can better understand other people's situation, you know, and just kind of, like you said, maybe comfort them. Or maybe relate to them, or maybe provide our own experience and formulas of having to go through those same scenarios, mm-hmm. you know. And so we just got to keep it moving. So let's keep that in mind. 503-231-8187. Don't forget, on Facebook we at Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Bam.
Twitter at Calculated Talk.
Bam.
Instagram at Calculated Conversation.
Bam bam bam.
You can email us at calculatedconversation@gmail.com, website www.calculatedconversation.com, and we own iTunes and what is it, Droid Play Store or something, right?
The Play,
yeah.
The Play app.
So you can find us on the app too, and you can hear our wonderful voices anytime you choose.
Hey.
So where we at on a personal level? Man, I am at the I've been practicing for a long time, and just, you know, I always say this though, but I've been practicing for a long time understanding myself, understanding my individual, you know, talents, my just who I am as a person, you know, really focusing and trying to figure out who I am and where I belong and, you know, kind of how I want to represent myself to the world, man. And the more I've been doing that, man, the more I've been kind of vibing and connecting, I'm in the best place mentally and spiritually I've probably ever been in my life right now. Jeez. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've been thinking about that lately. Every day I wake up just thrilled, man. Yeah. Just happy. I'm excited about the things I'm doing. I'm excited about the people I'm working with. Excited about the brands I'm building, the events I'm involved in. And all those things just due to, I think, just really, really understanding the management of energy. You know, something I really talk about and preach a lot, but man, it's just, you know, the only thing that throws my energy off is realizing that most people won't get a chance to enjoy it and understand the power that you have over your own life and happiness. You know, I think that bothers me to a point to where it probably shouldn't, but I just would like to see that happen. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a joy to see happy people. You know, like, you feel those vibes, you feel that electricity. You can tell when somebody's genuinely happy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's the way they talk, it's the way they walk, it's the way they look, you know, the bass in their voice, the excitement in their eyes, you know what I mean? All those good things that, and I just like, and, you know, it just works, man, you know? And I just really pray that people really, really take advantage of themselves and their own individual, you know, talents, their own individual passions, and really find a way to connect with the world on those levels, man. You really won't be mad about a lot of stuff,
right?
You know, I mean, and I tell people all the time, and it doesn't mean my life is perfect. It means that I'm getting to a point to where I genuinely understand imperfection, you know? And so when things aren't perfect, I don't need to fret. I don't need to get overly frustrated. I don't need to get angry. I understand why that's happening, because it's a part of life and the evolution of the human being to go through struggles in order to deliver himself to the world in proper fashion. It's wonderful, man. You know, I'm just praying anybody listening can really, really grasp onto this concept. You know, we get frustrated. People don't do what we want them to do. They don't treat us right. You know, this. Maybe some people don't like the system. Some people don't like other cultures. I mean, you know, you really don't want to spend your time not liking anything that's outside of your control. You know what I mean? You know, there's a thing called, you know, the realm of influence. And if you concentrate your efforts on the things that you actually have influence over, you can kind of control the way you feel about any given situation. And if you can't control the situation, and then again, you can still control your awareness of it. You know what I mean? And so we have to focus on what we control. And what breaks us down is spending an enormous amount of time and energy upset, bothered, and focused on things that we cannot change and we have no power over. That's a very, very old concept, but I think it's always going to stay relevant, because when you break it down, it's got to be the truth. You know, because it's just how you take it. It's how you read it. It's how you process information. You know, when information hits you, how do you process it? That's the real question, you know. Really encouraging people to process information, process. Is this a long-term thing? Is this a short-term inconvenience? Is your life going to be over if somebody cut you off in traffic, or did they just make you miss a light? What is going on, really? And how is this really affecting your life for you to be this upset about something that's out of your control? You know, and again, we're talking about energy management. Managing the way you feel about any given situation and realizing what you actually have power over and what you don't, and spending time on your power. And your power is internal and it's within you. And as you create and build on that power, you naturally start to feel the power of the world, you know, and you're able to take advantage of that for the purpose of good, though. For yourself and the people around you. is just, you know, and I'm just frustrated that the world is not teaching that to people. You know, we do learn it. Some teach ourselves. Every now and again, we do meet a wise teacher. Mm-hmm. They just come once in a lifetime, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of times they get killed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For being so honest about, you know, controlling your own mind. Because, again, we do understand that a lot of masses and a lot of industries and corporations and entities and factions take advantage of people who can't control their minds. Mm-hmm. And this is what we have to consider when information is coming our way and how we process it. Teach your people, your family, your kids, your spouse, the discipline of processing information and knowing what to do with it. That's what's going to change your life for the better or for worse, man.
And attention to detail. Make sure to put that mm-hmm. in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I joke all the time. I took paid attention to detail off my resume a long time ago. But, like, in a legitimate sense of being able to capture mm-hmm. what's being said, because there can be a couple words that change the whole dynamic of a conversation, right? The information that you're being given, if you're taking it in and you miss those couple words or you right. miss that sentence, right. it changes the whole dynamic of that conversation. And if you're missing that, that could right. be disastrous in some situations.
It's crucial.
You know what I mean?
It's crucial.
And that's really having to sift through. And then, you know, it goes back again to thinking of one of our prior episodes of challenging yourself and the information that you already have. And also the information coming in, because you can't just take, like you did, processing it, you have to have your yay and your nay bin,
right?
And your yay is like, okay, I can subscribe to that. I can rock with that. But the stuff that you throw out, you know, you may want to do a second look through that and understand if that's really something worth throwing out, because it's in conflict with what you already know and what, you know, your understanding is, mm-hmm. or if that's something worth kind of evaluating and seeing, like, you know what, upon further investigation,
right,
I see that that's actually logical. Right. I see that that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And I think I know I'm a person that's came across that many a times that I had to sit first hearing whatever was said, like, what are you even, what? Right. And then having to sit down with it. You're yeah. like, okay, yeah. you know what? And having to come back and making sure to come back and be right. like, you know, after I thought about that a little bit more, this is what my understanding of what you were trying to communicate, which is also something to take into account when you are, believe you have an understanding of what somebody's giving you, mm-hmm. try feeding it back to them to make sure that your understanding is what they were trying to tell,
right.
what they were saying to you.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Because if you're running with a different understanding, you think you understand, you don't got it because you didn't necessarily capture what they were saying, and you running with what you think you're the understand or what they meant by what they were saying,
right.
that can throw you off. Right. So it's, I think it's important if you have the opportunity
yeah.
to run it back. So this is what I'm hearing. This is what I got from that. Mm-hmm. You know, like psychologists and so they do a lot of that where it's like you tell them something. It's like, so what I'm hearing you say is
right.
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they have the opportunity to say yay or nay.
Right.
And if it's a nay, then okay, let's can you deeper. Help me more? Like yeah. give me a little bit more.
Let's go deeper.
And let's if somebody is approaching you with that, let's not hit them with the no, you should understand. What are you talking about? We're having a conversation.
Right.
For my understanding.
right, you know? Right. I'm trying to understand. So just wanted to give a shout out to well, you know what? Let's hold on the shout out. But let's we got a phone call coming in. I understand that Talanda's on the line. Is that true?
Hey.
Hey, lady, what's happening?
Hey, not too much.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, of course. It's been a long time.
It has.
I'm so excited. I don't have much to say on tonight, but everything you guys are saying sounds absolutely wonderful. And I'm so excited that you guys are still here and just spreading that great energy and yes. just, again, a place that I could tap into and get exactly what I need when I need it. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely. This is like, if it didn't do that, we wouldn't even want to be here. But we're grateful for you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too.
Hey, that's dope.
Yes, keep up the vibes. Every time you call in, it's always a blessing. We know it's good information coming. You can trust that.
Yes, sending that love right back to you. Have a great night, guys.
All right. But shout out to Talanda. She stay listening and calling in and making sure that you know, she let us know how the show's affecting her. And I think that's important. And it's more it's important for you guys to call in too out there that's listening in the closet. I just want to give a quick shout out to Marcus Carter. He was here last week, man, and I just want to say he was an amazing guest, knowledgeable, genius. Broke down some things that we didn't even understand, and I think it's just. It's cool to have people come in different professions, and we got more coming for you as well. But you know, every now and again, we gotta take a break so that me and Ken can just talk to you. But you know, I think it's cool to have professionals come in and kind of give us the idea, the industry, from the aspect that we're not aware of. Right. And so this show is not about just what we know. This is also about us finding out information at the same time that you do. Mm-hmm. And hopefully asking some of the questions that you would ask since you're not calling in. But you know, it was a blessing. You know, great guy. We definitely hope to have him back. Probably gonna have to get him for 2 hours this time.
Yeah, we gotta definitely.
I feel like he had more to say.
That's what it's wild because you know, sitting in here, I get to interface with Marcus on a more regular basis, and right. You know, these conversations get going. It'd be so many times I'd be having to stop him, like, you know, joking around, but I'd be like, wait, start back from the top. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm always just taking all the notes. But you know, it just being able to have people that do have a deep level of understanding in an area and being able to kind of break these things down from, you know, from just, we have our conversational tone and, you know, hitting these topics, but to actually jump in there with the figures and the facts that support all of it, like that's the importance of being able to have the professionals, you know, to be able to articulate this in another way, you know what I mean? So that way I feel like it's the most robust that it can be. And I'm definitely looking forward to being able to sit down where that's definitely got to be one of those one part, two part.
Yeah, we need to get comfortable in that setting, and I might have to have my sweats on and just chill or something like that. Mark is going to get deep, though. But and to the listeners, remember, this show is for all of us. So if you guys got a topic you think we need to be discussing, you got an individual you think that'd be great on the show that we can tap into. I mean, we open minded. Right. You know, it's not just about us. You know, we just trying to give you what you need. You know, and you can help us do that.
And I mean, we're all right here listening and all a part of this. We just talked about the radius of influence. So you guys are a part of that. So if you got somebody that is knowledgeable on a topic or subject, definitely, and you feel they would, you know, they would work well with what we've got going and the message we're putting across, you know, shoot the information and we can try to put something together.
Absolutely. Again, it's Calculated Conversation, one of the most important shows on radio.
So something
I know you said you had something you was
just kind of, you know, doing some thinking and you know, I was talking about, you know, this year, right? Mm-hmm. Been a wildness of all kind. I feel like this first half of this year has been heavy in a lot of senses, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because it's heavy in the circle. It's heavy in the radius. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my tribe. Bunch of stuff happening of, you know, that have definitely hit me at multiple moments of like, whoa, and shook me up, right? Now, that's one piece of this. Also thinking about as we continue to grow and develop and putting ourselves in these unfamiliar, uncomfortable spaces, mm-hmm. right? And what that's like. Like, you know, we have a comfort in most of the people we deal with. You know, we got these friendships, we got some business relationships and so on. But then it's like stepping into these realms mm-hmm. and getting used to being all the way out of the element, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We talk about, it goes back even what kind of Marcus was talking about, like being in his tech field mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. coming in here and being the representation, not being there at all. And what that is like to walk in those rooms, you know what I mean, and to dialogue or just to be at the table and be comfortable there, mm-hmm. right? What that's like. And so looking at, I think the something to people to find peace in, right, is the idea of your perseverance, right? Mm-hmm. We talk faith. I mean, it's a bunch of words and ideas that we can use in that, but it's like the idea of perseverance in my head is kind of like it's the hard work that you put in after you're tired from putting in the hard work mm-hmm. already, right?
Right.
It's essentially going that extra, making sure that you're pushing through.
Man.
And how important that is but then also in that process, understanding how important it is sometimes to sit down, like sit yourself down and really have a one-on-one with self.
Right.
Check in on yourself. People around you sometimes just see you flow. Right?
Right.
Like, people don't understand what's going on with you behind closed doors.
No,
right?
No, they don't.
It's a presentation to make sure you know, like, this is, no matter what's going on here, this is where I'm choosing to be mentally.
Right.
Right? Which is a challenge in moments.
Right.
You know, to, at least on my part, I know that I can say it's a challenge in moments, but think, do a pretty good job of balancing it and making it work. Right? Mm-hmm, because the greater goal and focus is to be in that place of flow.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I've been having to really sit and dive into the topics we've talked about on here, and a big one of them being just the ability to give yourself a moment to not be strong.
Mm. Okay.
So that's been something here more recent of having a moment. And I know we talked about this before, like our when the Men Build Men episodes, and the idea of, you know, men don't cry, men don't this and that. And, you know, me being 34 years old, and I can pinpoint the amount, the times that I've had a like a breakdown session.
Right.
And since 16, 21 in this past weekend, three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And which is wild, because the thing is, in that gap, that's 13 years of dealing with whatever has right. flowed over 13 years. And what I've noticed each time at that 13, 21, and 16,
mm-hmm.
what triggered it had nothing to do with the intensity of everything that came out. That was like that that mm-hmm. little poke, that right. little poke in the side of the boat, that pressure start going, and then bam, now the whole side blew out.
Right.
And understanding, like, all of that stuff is flowing, right. right? And what's wild with that is coming into a point where the understanding is like, this: there's nothing wrong with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that do this regularly,
right?
right? And they've got a flow, and maybe not just sitting down, like, I'm not saying sitting down, just woo-hooing, right? But that idea that if that much came out over something that was almost trivial, like, what was even
the issue, right?
Right. But then you realize as you're going through, like, no, all of this is the, because it's not only for myself, but also for the people around me, the people I care about around me, that wildness is happening.
Right.
Things
right.
have happened. And, you know, me, I'm always a phone call away. So a lot of people mm-hmm. decompress. So I'm taking in all of that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Having that moment of, like, just let it go and being, again, okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I remember at 21 and 16, being mad at myself after. Like, genuinely upset, like, bro, what are you doing?
Right, right.
like, really going in on myself,
that's
right?
Crazy, yeah.
And so it's an interesting flip of coming into the now, where it's like, oh, that was needed. That's why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was for. And then you come out like, oh, let's keep it going.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But it's just the idea again of the tying that back in with the original thought of just, you know, the perseverance, where it's like having those moments to sit down, especially when you're carrying the weight of uncharted territory.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where there's no blueprint, where there's not other people you can just reach out and say, hey, so what's this like? Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's one of the hardest things, I think, and probably why they preach about keep people around you who are in similar paths, right?
Right.
And kind of where you at, because then you have somebody to be able to talk to.
Right.
Think about the pioneers and things. When they're trying to have a conversation, it's almost like, I can't even fully grasp what you're saying, because I don't. How can I give you anything valuable as far as feedback if I have no understanding
right.
of that subject matter?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's, you know, a piece to that, and understanding the weight that's put on people in times. But for self, understanding that weight that's put on you,
mm-hmm.
that's part of that hard work. And that perseverance is what's going to push you through, and understand that you're dedicated to that. But in that persevering, taking time out to check in on self.
Right.
And being able to have those moments, because you don't want that to come out in some, there's a million ways it can come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so at least if you get ahead of it, turn that dial, let that flow,
right.
you know, finding those outlets. And just understanding that's a part of the self-care, right? That falls under that umbrella.
Yeah.
So you can be strong. You can have things together, or believe that you have things together. And you can also stop and have times to just let that down,
mm-hmm.
to let all of that go, to have a moment for self, right. whatever that involves.
And that's an amazing point, bro.
It's like the idea that you gotta enjoy and love walking more than you fear falling, right?
Right. That's right.
That's you look at babies, like, you know, as they're learning to walk, like they be having some of the wildest tumbles,
right?
And what do they have? The perseverance to keep getting up and trying that until they're putting those feet one in front of the other, and next thing you know, they're jogging around. Next thing you know, you can't catch them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like applying that philosophy to yourself and life just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people have that fall and they stay because they don't want to feel that again.
Right.
Nobody wants to feel pain. Nobody wants to feel hurt, disappointment. And there's a lot of people that take a tumble and they just like, hey, well, you know, this ground feels very sturdy, so I'm gonna stay close to it.
Let me just lay right here.
Right, right.
Get comfortable. I don't want that to happen again. But yeah, that's an amazing point, man. And I tend to believe that, you know, we do call it just a moment of, you know, letting go, you know, just to kind of reboot yourself. But in the end, that's also a representation of strength, I think, in some ways, you know, just kind of just the transparency involved in that. Just the genuine, you know, just the realness in that, you know, the necessity of that, you know, because, I mean, a lot of people are literally avoiding that and avoiding letting it be known that that's part of who they are and that's part of their makeup, you know?
Right, right.
And again, it's a toxic, you know, it's a toxic trait, you know? And I think that's why this show is important, because, I mean, we really have to take a look at these things that we've been taught and really realize what's working and what's not. Like you said, it could happen. You know, if you don't do it when it's necessary, you're going to do it when it's untimely.
Right.
You know.
And that, you know, it's a point, too, I wanted to jump onto before I lose my train of thought in that realm. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this, like, as a single dad, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm doing all of this, and it's us. It's not like I got a big family unit, you know, any of that stuff here. I'm not rooted in the city as far as childhood upbringing, got all this and all that. Plus, we live way out in Beaverton, right? So right. Most people I rock with BFE. Is on the other side of town. But I think about this and when it comes to, like, single mothers, especially, right? Because that's what we see a lot more of.
Yeah.
And about how dealing with some of the most, you know, whether it's relationships, whether it's life events that are, like, heartbreaking, right? Things that are heavy, mm-hmm. and they have to keep a face. We have to keep a face,
right?
Because what we're going through, we know that energy spreads. I think about that all the time. It's things I might be frustrated in a moment, but know when I walk in this door or I come out of this room, everything's got to be fine. Right. No matter what I was dealing with on this side of it, no matter what news, it's like trying to, you know, and of course I have, clearly any of the listeners have been listening, you know, I have conversations with my daughter about tough things and so on, but it's like, the single parents that can't just, you know, here, you know, go with dad, go with mom for a little bit. I just need some time.
Yeah,
when you don't get those, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's a struggle because you're always on. And people that don't have that and are not under that set of rules, I don't think can understand that of what that feels like. Like, I don't have the option to, you know, get in an argument and then just sit here steaming mad. You know, I can't go back and forth, or, you know, again, a life event, something happened and it mess up the flow of what I thought had going. I can't be sitting around and be sad and just on myself, which you shouldn't, you know, but those moments, you have to almost strategically find them. And that's why it's even more important set aside that time for yourself, because it's easy to get caught up in the tasks of day to day, just living and making sure things are taken care of, mm-hmm. that you don't have time to do that for self.
Right, right.
You know, especially depending on the age of your kids. Luckily, you know, my daughter's a teenager. She's popping, so she can go stay at somebody's house for a night or something, you know, so I can get a break here and there and being able to have that. But I just think of how many moments that I might have felt defeated in that moment and needed a second to really process, didn't have a moment to process, and I just had to, oh, yeah, so we're talking about whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. And just going and not getting that until laying down later at night. At that point, I want to go to bed. So it's one of the things that just get tucked because it's like, kind of keep pushing. So I want to make sure to highlight that. That's been on my mind. That specifically has been on my mind of being, I've been doing this for almost 5 years now, and knowing the frustration that can come with it and understanding a single parent's point of view in a crazy way.
Mm.
And shout out to all the, you know, support system that I do have out there. But again, there is that part that it's having to be taken into account. So finding that time is that much more important.
Most definitely. And I'm guessing, you know, there's a lot of single parents out there that probably identify with what you're saying and can empathize with that.
Right.
They probably out there shaking their head like, yeah, that's me. You know, that's definitely not an easy situation, man. I just can't imagine it being simple. And I don't think anybody, most people without kids or, you know, or people that got, you know, marriages or relationships with both parents, mm-hmm. they probably don't really understand how complicated that can get, you know. Because like you said, a lot of times you just grow up with your child too, you know.
Hey, raising hand.
So, you know, let me see what we got going on here. Anybody call in yet?
Nah.
All right, y'all. It's 503-231-8187.
Yes.
And so, you know, and again, I mean, I know we already touched on this, but, you know, with the parents and, you know, now that we're talking about the single parents and the kids and stuff like that, you know, we still got to be extra careful, kind of who we have around the kids, the energy that we bring into the child. I mean, I guess what I'm seeing is I'm just seeing a lot of toxicity happening, man. And I'm realizing that it's coming from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And one thing I'm starting to believe is that a lot of parents are teaching their kids toxic traits but don't know it and don't really acknowledge that because it's so normal, you know. And I just want to encourage people to be conscious. And what I'm also noticing is that kids see a lot more than we think they do. And they have a lot more information about us than we think they have.
Man, I've been preaching that for years, yeah.
You know, and so, you know, it's just a matter of being, you know, being aware and really understanding the energy that you really having around your child, because you really kind of carving their world out, you know what I mean, without really trying. Even when you're not trying to carve, like, you carving, you know what I mean. And I think that's, like, a lot of people forget that, because you just kind of go with your normal life, but your kid is just with you,
right?
And you don't realize they're not saying nothing, but they soaking up everything, and they seeing whatever it is you're doing, they're seeing it as normal, as natural. And if it happens to, you know, get to a point to where they start participating in whatever those activities are, whether they're good or bad, mm-hmm. they're going to say, well, this is normal. This is right. how I grew up.
Right.
You know, that's where we get there. This is how I grew up.
Right.
I grew up here. I grew up like this.
Right.
You know, and so it's just a time to be conscious, to be aware, a time to continue to spread the love, a time to educate, you know, a time to share wisdom, you know. That wisdom, I think, is truly, truly missing in a lot of parental and child relationships.
You know, it's interesting because I think the one, so being, I don't advocate for people becoming parents before 30. Like, that's my right. stance, right? But being that I grew up feeling like I wasn't that much older,
uh-huh.
I was able to recall being that age, like right now at 34, like 14 seem like it was that long ago,
right,
for me.
Right.
So I think of the limited access to information that we had at that point, at, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, like, understanding that my kids going through, they have all the access.
Uh-huh.
So you to kind of think that if you had the ability at that point, what you would have done, you know, if people are real with themselves, think of what you would have done had all the technology and everything we have right now been available.
My goodness.
As a kid. Now take that into account and think about the things your parents didn't know you knew about when without all of that.
Oh,
right?
Oh my goodness.
Think about that. Like, and I don't think that part gets, like, really thought about.
It doesn't.
And then in the same vein, because I actually had a conversation here recently regarding, like, no matter how much information you can give all the information to your kids you want to, set whatever example. We all know these stories. They're still a different person, and that's another human. And right. once they become a teenager, you know, they're exploring, trying to figure out who they are and so on. my approach to certain things is that there's no way I can safeguard against all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The things in life that are going to happen are going to happen,
right?
You've got to go through your heartbreaks and your highs. You're having to stand on your own two feet through processes. So I can't safeguard you. You know that I always have you. I always got your back. I'm a phone call, text message away, anything weird pop off. But understanding also that me trying to helicopter parent, that can also create a whole nother thing, right? Absolutely. But again, and there's no right or wrong way, so I'm not, you know, knocking on anybody's way of doing things. It's just this understanding that, okay, she's probably got a lot more game to herself than I'm going to give her credit for, first off. I've seen her in enough scenarios to feel, you know, fairly confident in how things are. Yes, I want to protect her and protect her feelings and so on, but there's only so much that can be done,
Of course.
There's a part of life that has to be experienced. It can't be told.
I can tell you about
how your 20s are, and that don't matter. You got to experience. Think of all the 30-year-olds that was talking to you at 20-something about how fast them years was about to go by.
Right.
30 seemed like far as hell from 21.
Far.
But it came real quick. So we got a caller right quick.
Looks like we got a caller on the line. Is Natalie on the line there? Is that the right name?
Yes. Am I on?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine, and you?
We're amazing. We're pleased to hear your voice.
I just want to say that I so much enjoy the show. I catch it every so often on Friday, but on a couple of occasions, I always get a deep insight that makes me think for several days.
Oh.
You know, so I just wanted to share that. And I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I see quite a lot of stuff out there, and I talk to a lot of people.
Yes.
And I just wanted to share that you have great conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate hearing that. That's more gas for the car.
So the other thing that I think you changed conversations, but before you were talking about giving yourself the permission to be weak or to have those weak moments or to fall down or something like that.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that was just so profound, and I really appreciated that.
Yes. I'm learning it.
Yeah, we're learning too at the same time. So.
And,
we all in school together.
So now on the conversation of the kids, you know, since I don't want to take you out of your train of thought.
Okay.
So what I wanted to share is that one of the things that I learned not too long ago and that made me think about this is that I think that when you're a teenager, you undergo very similar development than a two-year-old.
Mm.
And which is like a separation from home, like an exploring of the world. How safe is the world? How far can I go by myself, you know? And so that, like, 2 years old, teenagers need to have the space to go and explore, but still have that safe backing that they can go back to, you know? And developmentally, it's an age where the brain develops very fast.
Yes.
Because teenagers are developing very fast the frontal lobe of their brain. And it's a rate of development very similar to a two-year-old.
Mm.
And what they're developing at that time is relating consequences to actions.
Mm.
They don't know how to do that. That's the part where they're learning in teenage years.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
That is, thank you. I'm making notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, for, you know, they always say these terrible twos. And I find actually the twos were phenomenal.
Same.
And, you know, the kids at 2 year old, they say no to things because they want to have that choice. They want to see what a choice means. And like the control that they have over their life is be able to say no at a 2 year old.
Mm.
And so the way that you get a child to work with you is to give them choices. Like, for example, if they don't want to get dressed, you don't say, I want you to put your clothes, yes or no. You just give them choices. Oh, what about the blue dress or the purple pants with the yellow shirt? And, you know, give them choices so they feel that they have an agency into the decision making and that it's their control, you know. So I always think of that when I think of teenagers. You want to provide like the boundaries within which they will not go beyond because it's not safe.
Yeah.
And then wide margins in the middle.
Yes. Yes.
So anyways, maybe she can go on your train of thought in relation to you.
Yes, yes, that's definitely that's definitely going on the train right there. Thank you so much, Natalie. We appreciate you calling in.
Likewise, I appreciate the show. Bye.
All right. Yeah.
Deep, deep, deep.
Yeah, that's a.
We need those good calls where we can get a little bit of education ourselves.
I really like that comparison of the teens versus the twos.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, like that part, because that's where those moments are happening. Like you're going from the separation of being in somebody's arms, lap, right. You know, strapped in, to exploring the world. And then as a teenager, you go from in the house, hanging out in the front yard, exploring.
To catching a bus.
Right.
By yourself. That's a crazy correlation, but man, I never thought about it that way.
And I like that idea of this, you know, the choices and kind of giving that agency over thought, as opposed to kind of just being used to being instructed and told and without options.
And, and the reason I think a part of that is because, I can't really say for sure why it's like that, but we do know that people are more resistant, you know, to force. Mm-hmm. Even if it's right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that.
It's like being told to clean up something after you already have the idea. Like,
I know it's dirty. Let me notice that and let me do it. But, you know, having a choice, like you can clean it now or you can just clean it later. Yeah. You know, okay, I'm going to clean it now. Yeah. And, you know, I had a choice in that. that makes perfect sense, you know, because people really don't like, especially when you around that age, because, I mean, those are the rebel ages.
Yeah.
I mean, in both of those ages, you're trying to break away from something that you've been doing for a while.
Right.
Whether it's being in the car seat or whether it's just being in the house and ready to get on the bus.
Hey.
You know, and then soon, you know, and so it's like, I think people need that freedom to educate themselves a little bit more on the world. And I have conversations sometimes with, you know, different people with kids, and, you know, we talk about, you know, the pressure of trying to protect your over protect your mm-hmm. child. To a point to where they don't even want to be around you no more.
Right. Or it creates a dependency and expectation of somebody always being there to step in. And that's been my biggest. It's like you got to understand how to make decisions on your own and be able to understand that if you've taken, we've had enough conversations, so you've got to be able to put these in action somewhere. And there's some people that definitely, there's some people that kind of goes the opposite way of intention. Right. And you have somebody that's not able to necessarily just get out there because they're always looking for that, hey, should I do this or no? Right. You know, it's great to have the communication and back, you know, bounce ideas and so on, but being able to get out there and know that my child can stand on there too, and that if all else fails, they're going to be able to kind of navigate this world. Some peace in that.
Right. Without you.
So, right. We're about to get ready to hop up out of here. You want to drop them socials on them one more time?
We're about to hop out. Please make sure you follow us online. Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show.
Bam.
That's how fast I can do it. Twitter, at Calculated Talk.
Bam.
IG, at Calculated Conversation. Gmail, Calculated Conversation at Gmail. Website, www.calculatedconversation.com.
Calculated everything.
And now I'm living in correctional facilities. Because some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, because they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself, do it good. Spread yourself, do it. Ice Cube, it's not for the pop chart. So where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end.
asking myself, it's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
This is KBOO Portland.
Girl in the car that she choose, ain't club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the car that she choose, ain't club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the car that she choose, ain't club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the car that she choose.